We are a Mem Amid Beis. We're going to start again from Mutar Adam, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines at the bottom. Mutar Adam. Amar Rav Tumi Bar Kisna Meshmu. Haba Atzaris Chalutza. If somebody lives with Atzaris Chalutza, Havad Mamzer. This is the Machloikas we had, Rish Lakish and Rebbe Echad, and back in Yudam Beis. If a person does chalitza, the rest of the if he marries the other co-wife, if he lives with her, is it chorus or a lav? Which in typhus or not, right? The condition is typhus b'chayv elavim, not b'chayv elavim. So Shmuel is on Rish Lakish's side, I mean, not that he's on the side, but he holds the same way, that if somebody lives with a tzaras chalitza, the vlad is amam, so my time would be sura kaima, she remains in Eish Yisach. So Rav Yosef wants to prove that from our Mishnah. How does he want to prove that from our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Mutar Adam b'kraiva saras chalutza asai. A person is mutar in the tzara, the karav of his tzara. Right? We mentioned this. Reuven died, had two wives, Rachel and Leah. Shimon did chalitza to Rachel. He's allowed to marry Leah's relative. Right. Now, if you're going to say that, let me explain this. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that once you do chalitza to one, everybody is a chayv elavim. That really means that we consider that woman to be a messenger of all the women, right? Meaning, if a woman, according to Rabbi Yochanan, not Shmuel, not Rish Lakish, if a guy does chalitza to Rachel, we don't view it that he just did chalitza to Rachel. We say he did chalitza to Rachel Leah and everybody else. They were represented by Rachel. And therefore, it's only a lav to all of them. So why isn't he ushering their relative, just like he's ushering the karav of his chalitza? He can't marry Rachel's sister. Why can't he marry Leah's sister? What are you going to tell me? Leah is not his chalitza? Rachel represented Leah. And therefore, Leah is a chalitza just as much as Rachel. The raya is, if he lives with Leah, it's only a lav. Why is it only a lav? Terah says, because it's like Leah received chalitza also. When the brother died, Rachel represents all the wives, and it's like they all received chalitza. So all their relatives should be usher. Machayinkan, if you understand it like Rish Lakish and Shmuel, that means the chalitza is only herself. Everybody else is Eish Yisach. So they're not chalitza, so there's no lachayit chalitza in them. That's what the Gemara, that's what Rav Yosef wanted to prove. That the tzar is outside, meaning she's a brother's wife, she's a chorus. She's not a chalutza. Chazal asked her a chalutza. She is not a chalutza. He never did chalitza to Leah. He did chalitza to Rachel. Leah is his brother's wife. And therefore, he can marry her sister. There's nothing wrong with marrying your brother's wife's sister. Eliyam b'tzarek a chalutza damya. But if you're going to tell me that there's only a lav because the tzara is like a chalutza, my mutter. Why is he mutter? Shouldn't be mutter and her sister. Shouldn't be mutter and her sister. She is a chalutza also. Rashi. Zok Rashi be sura kaima chalutzahi. The kaima b'lo yivna v'sulai. Only the chalutza has the lav of lo yivna. Ava tzarasa kaima lev isra'i shesach b'karis v'avlad mamzer. The first sister, and we don't say that the chalutza represented everybody.
If you say the chalutza represented everybody, what if, can you live with the chalutza? You can't live with the chalutza.
No, it's a lav, but it's only a lav. It's not karis.
There's a difference between Rachel and Leah at that point?
If you learn chalutza represented everybody, no. And that's the raya, because if there's no difference in Rachel and Leah, so why is Leah's sister mutter? Rachel's sister's usher, Leah's sister should be usher as well. If you learn the chalutza didn't represent everybody, so them chat is Rachel's a chalutza, and Leah's not a chalutza. So she's not her relative, it's not usher.
But she is usher.
She's usher, she's Eish Yisach. She's your brother's wife. Leah was married to Reuven. I don't know, she's chorus. She's worse. But she's not, there's no chalutza, there's no Israel chalutza. But Mishamachi Harbagai said, "Why Chayitz Chalutzi? The Gabbai Nidar Nami. Even the Chalitz Chalutzi Lav Shlichus to the Avda. LeMashvila Beloyivna. She's not in a love. Ella be Sura Kama Kama. She's a Shesach. Right? Two brothers can marry two sisters. There's nothing wrong with marrying your brother's wife's sister." It's only Chayitz Chalutzasai. She's not Chalutzasai. She doesn't even represent Chalutzasai. Eli, I'm a Tzarek Chalutzadamyam. The Chalutzah Shluchusa Didavda. The Chalutzah represented her. Umashvila Bela Yivna. Imkain Havala Tzarek Chalutzah. The Tzarek is like a Chalutzah. But my Shari Bachaisa. Why should he be Mutter and her sister? Rachel represented all the wives. All the wives are Chalutzahs. Theoretically, and therefore all their sisters should be Asrath Achayitz Chalutza. It's a riot to Shmuel and to Rish Lakish that Leah remains Eches Ach, she is not a Chalutza, therefore her sister is Mutter. That's Rav Yosef's Raya. Frek the Gemara, Lehmet have a chufted Rav Yechanan, the Chayrid is Shlugs up Rav Yechanan. Damer Bein Hu Bein Achim Echayav Leah Chalutza Karas Leah Tzaratha Karas. He said that all the brothers are mutter, are only alive because he represents all the brothers. And all the wives are only alive. I'm sorry. Because he represents all the wives. Therefore, they should all be chalutzas. Right? The Amar Beinu Beinachin Echayav Leal Chalutza Karas Leal Tzaratha Karas. Amar Lurchim Yechanan, the Tizbar Achayt Chalutza Deraisa? We're dealing with a drabbanon. You can't say that, therefore, they should expand it to all the wives. It's a drabbanon. It's a drabbanon. So since it's a drabbanon, the Amar Rish Lakish Kan Shana Rabbi Achayz Grusha Medivri Tairek Achayz Chalutzim Medivri Seifer. Right? Meaning, you can't ask this question. If it were Deraisa, that we could say, oh, she represents everybody, they're all Chalutzas. But this is a drabbanon de ke'iser, that the chalutza looks like a wife. It's only the one you did chalutza to. They didn't expand it. Can't ask a question on a drabbanon de ke'takona. They only included the actual one that got chalutza. If it were the right, so you could ask me a question.
But they did extend it to that.
But they didn't. The halacha says, the Mishnah says, mutar adam mekrayves saras chalutzasai. We wanted to prove Shmuel and Rish Lakish right. The answer is, you got out. Baruch Hashem.
Sorry, I just could.
Is Taylor Road plowed?
The sign seats are better than Taylor Road. Crazy. Came out to Taylor Road starts spinning.
Rebbe, we answered Shmias.
To that woman who he gave Chalitza to. It's a difference the other women and that woman.
That's what he meant, right?
No, that's not what he meant.
Shmias only drew Bana.
Yes.
Because we did it to that lady.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I answered you. Right, Zaktrashi, Betisbra, the Haraya, the Rabbi, where is it? Rabbi Yechon Meper Kama, Layout Sharasa Karas, Hakailus Yaventai, Bechazir Uba, who, Oyach Echem and Achem Al Sharasa, Tisbra, the Haraya, Rabbi Yechon, I see Matisse Raya, you think it's a good Raya? Because Halutza Gufa Daraisa? It'd be a deraisa, you would have a good svara. The tyrant considers her a chalutza, so her relative should be yaseh. It's a drabonon. Therefore, there's no raya. Vamar shlokish amatnitsa l'kaman. Kaman amatnitsa l'kaman. He says it later on a Mishnah later. Kanshan Rebbe, Mishnah Zu, not our Mishnah. That Mishnah over there, Lamadnu Rebbe, Rebbe taught us achayitz gushim divri tyra, and achayitz chalutza is aside from. The Kama Mefarshlo, the Gemara will explain what the Raya is later on. But keep it that Achayitz Chalutza Gufa Drabanan. Since Achayitz Chalutza is a Drabanan, the Chalutza Gazer, the Achayitz Betzara, like Gazer. They only made it by the act of Chalutza. They didn't make it for the Tzara. Frek the Gemara. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Hai, or Maishna Hai. There were two cases in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can marry his sister. Again, he did Chalutza to Rachel. He can marry Leah's sister. But if he did Chalitza to Rachel, he cannot marry Rachel's sister's co-wife, who was never married to his brother, never had child. Because Rachel had a sister, Shmintza, married to somebody else, who had a co-wife, that co-wife is usher to the guy who gave Shimon, who gave Chalitza to Rachel. Why do we usher the co-wife of a sister of the Chalitza, but we don't usher the sister of the Tzara's Chalitza? If anything, the sister of the Tzara's Chalitza at least is in the parsha of the brother. This is like a total stranger. Maishna Hayu, Maishna Hayu, Dr. Rashi. Maishna Reisha, Kravis Tzara's Chalitza Sidisharya. They're both strangers. The Tzaratin is to us, the Nachri. And the Tzara is married to a stranger, the Kariyatza, and for the Gemara. I'll figure that outside, and then we'll do it inside. When a woman goes to get Chalitza, she brings along her sister for emotional support. Therefore, when people see two sisters going for Chalitza, they don't know who got Chalitza, Rachel or the other one. Therefore, in their mind, Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel and maybe to her sister. They don't know all the history. They just saw two women walking into Beth for the Chalitza ceremony. So therefore, Chazal said, the Tzara of the Chalitza is Aser, of the Krivet Chalitza Aser, because the sister came into Beth with her sister for Chalitza. In people's mind, she was the Chalitza, so therefore her Tzara is Aser. Whereas, when a woman goes to Chalitza, she doesn't take along her co-wife. That's not the one that she's bonding with and looking for emotional support. That's what the Gemara answers. Amish Mesiris Nefeshin. Corey slept out in this weather. Mesiris Nefeshin. I was even thinking of doing that on the phone this morning. The only reason I didn't think about it is my telephone told her and show. It was deep. Hagda Azla.
Clean. How do you see out the window?
What?
Can you came here by automatic?
What do you mean? I cleaned my window before I was
clean. No?
Meaning the front's not clean. I had trouble because of that. Yeah, it's good nobody was on the street except for me. What? You walked?
No, I was.
What?
What kind of baby I was
before? Okay, okay. The origin. How's the baking up? A sister goes along to Beden. Gazibu Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan thought people would confuse the Chalutz and her sister. And they answered the Tzara of the sister. When a woman gets Chalutz to the list, when she takes along as her co-wife, that's a Tzara. Like Gazibu Rabbanan. Rashi. Zach Rashi, top Rashi, the Amin Hak Gazibu Badei Lamedina. Shalei Chalatzis, Walei Daz Chalutz. Malicha Chalutz to Ima, she takes her sister with her, the Beden. The Kulam Aloyadi Habinai Yivhemtai. You know, the Eilim outside, these two women by the Chalitza ceremony, they don't know which one is the one that actually got Chalitza.
They look alike, too.
They can discover the Rachel Chalitz. Some people say to Rachel, because he must have Tzaras Rachel. But Rashi has Leia getting the Chalitza and Rachel being her sister instead of the opposite. I knew Tzaras Krevitz Chalitzasa. Ami Tzaras Chalitzasa Nasa. They'll say he married his brother's wife. Because in people's mind, Rachel and Leia went in for the Chalitza ceremony. So Rachel might be the brother's wife. Leia might be the brother's wife. We don't know.
Rebbe,
in people's minds, let me just finish the Rashi. The Inu Sarbi Sharachel with Sarat and the Shayachim Habi. Sharachel is Sarachel. That's what they think. But it's high Goliath Labad on the Medina. Kishayavam Chaletis ain't Sarat on the Lachatima. Hilga Kinasa Nachai Sarah Lamina Nachai Chalutasi Nasif. Nobody makes that mistake. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
Rebbe, if they're going to go to see this, they're going to watch the whole thing. They're not just going, walking past the Bezdin. They're going to go inside to see ceremony.
I don't know. Somebody was here yesterday and said he never watched the Chalitza in his life. Was there ever one in Cleveland? Right? That was the discussion yesterday.
Yesterday?
Even Corey's on your case. Even Corey's on your case.
But once you're going out, you saw the two ladies
going into bed. That's the Gemara Svar. Would I have said the Svar myself? I'll be honest, I wouldn't have. You know, because it's assuming that people don't know who the brother was married to. It's a home, but that's what the Gemara said. My job is to understand the Gemara, not to argue with assumptions. Gemara is saying that's what people don't know. So who am I to say they do know?
Where are we? I'm sorry.
What?
Where are we holding?
We are holding by the Mishnah Memal of the Memal. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Acholus Liyavemtai. You know, this parak is called Acholus for a reason. It's been dealing extensively with the halakas of Chalitza. Acholus Liyavemtai. V'nasa Achabas Acholus. Somebody did Chalitza to his Yavama, and then his brother married the sister of the Chalitza. Okay? Reuven did Chalitza, Reuven died. He left over Rachel and Leah. And Shimon did Chalitza to Rachel. He left over Rachel, I don't even need anybody else. And then Shimon did Chalitza to Rachel. And Levi went and married Rachel's sister. Perfectly legal. Levi never did Chalitza to her. She's a strange lady, no relative. He married Rachel's sister. And then Levi died. And she falls Leibim to Shimon. But Shimon had done Chalitza to her sister. So she's Achayis Chalutzatzai, which is rabbinic, not biblical. So Chalutzatzai is Lemisavavis. Really, she should be eligible for Yibim. But since Rabbanan asked Achayis Chalutzah, we don't allow her to have Yibim. Let's get it inside. Achayis Liyavemtai Venasi Achabas Achayisah, Umeis, Chalutzatzai is Lemisavavis. Rashi Velemisavavis, the Havala Achayis Chalutzatzai. Miu mechalitza lemiftura. She's not pasur from chalitza. The midaraita ranya kamei. The midaraita. She's supposed to get chalitza. We have a gam dachlitza kayemis. Even though her sister is alive, right? And a sister of a wife is a debraita as long as she's alive. Now chayis chalitza ain't that limited very safe from because we're only dealing with a rabbinic iser, not a biblical iser. The chayin of a garish is ishtay. Now the chayin, the gemara is going to ask why is the chayin? It's not the same halacha. Reuven divorced his wife. And then Shimon had married his wife's sister. And she falls Liyibim. That's a biblical erva. Halacha is Harizup Tura. She's part of even Chalitza, because this is biblical. Now, the truth is the word V'chein is not really working, but V'chein means the same. It's not the same. In one case, you chayav Chalitza, in one case, you part of Chalitza. The Gemara can ask that question. Dr. Ashi, V'chein HaMegarish, the Gemara part, boy, my V'chein. Bar's gonna ask, what is okay? You know, whenever Rashi does this, Rashi feels you can't move on. Rashi doesn't tell us all the Gemara's kashas in the Mishnah. Rashi only tells us when you have a case and you look at it and you say, it doesn't make any sense. So Rashi has to tell you, have patience.
Maybe that's the reason why a couple of days ago he gave us the whole thing.
Could be, could be. Surah, Avmin Achalita. The Yaitzim Hashem Achayis Isha. Hayom Ve'ishte Chayamis. His wife is alive. Achayis Kibushim Etivri Tayre. Achayis Kibushim Etivri Tayre. Achayis Kibushim Etivri Tayre. As long as she's alive. Now, if you notice, this is the statement that we had. That Rish Lakish says, this is where Rebbe taught us. Achayis Kibushim Etivri Tayre. Achayis Kibushim Etivri Tayre. Achayis Kibushim Etivri Tayre. In this Mishnah is where Rebbe contrasted. Kibushim Etivri Tayre. So he's teaching us that we're walking around saying that Achayis Chalutza is a Drabonon is based on this Mishnah. We quoted it earlier, but this is where Rebbe taught it to us. He wrote it. The difference between Achayis Chalutza and Achayis Drusha. One's biblical and one's rabbinic.
What's
Achayis
Kukasa?
I'm sorry?
Achayis
Kukasa. Achayis Kukasa is rabbinic.
That's rabbinic.
For sure. I don't know what happened. They just still didn't cancel.
All the schools canceled today?
There's only one school open. I mean, two schools open in town.
Because
of holiday.
What holiday?
No, I
that's
the
third
paper. Very more often, the third paper. Our Hebrew Academy
there, close? I didn't hear anything yet. I mean, I make it up.
Heard rumors that county yesterday was going to be closed.
Yeah, the academy was thinking of closing last night, so I don't know what they did.
This is LA, the side sheets are clean now. Yeah.
Was Benjamin clean?
Yeah, after I got out. Baruch Hashem, he got out. I rolled myself into the street.
Why did you park in the street?
Because they don't have my driveway back.
Right. Shemer Jabim Shekiddish, Okhim Esakhaitzah. Okay, here is the machloket of yes zika or ein zika. We mentioned this earlier, that there's a machlokes tanoim of yes zika and ein zika. Here is where it is. Shemeres yavam shekidish achav esachaisa. Reuven died, and nobody did yivam yet. There's Shimon and Levi. Shimon went and did kedushin to Reuven's wife's sister. Okay, Shimon, Reuven died, left over Rachel. Shimon went after Reuven died. She's his Shemeres yavam, and he went and was mekadesh Leah, her sister. I'm sorry, he's mevatel mitzvah yivam. Yes, he just did. Well, not really. There's another brother. Maybe, maybe not.
I mean, is he allowed to do that?
What? Nobody asked him if he's allowed to. This is what happened. This is what happened. So, Shemeres Yabam, Shekidish Achim Esachaisa, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they said, Amrim Lai, Hamtei Natsiyas Achicha Masa. They tell him, do not marry this lady until your other brother does Yibum or Chalitza. We don't allow him to consummate the marriage because it's a Shemeres Yavam. Right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says. Chalitz la'achiv aykansa. If he does Chalitza and then Yibum, the brother, the other brother, Levi, then Yichnas Asishtek. Rashi. Shemeres Yavam Shekiddush, Echad Ben Achim Sakai Tzalachah Shenaf Lezu Lefneim V'Hustiku L'Kulam Shehazik and all of them. Hamtem Yilichnoi Tzakupakato B'Achai Tzkuka. Because you're marrying Achai Tzkuka. Actually, Asa Maitis. Sheyichnu So Achim Asa Yavama. The brother should marry the Yavama. Ay, Yachlutu. V'ti Akur Zikasim M'cha. And it'll be Akur Yer Zika. Meitza Yavama. Yichnas Asishtai. The Yavama dies, he can marry his wife. This is Rashi. That Philo Kansel made the Mutter Bachaisa, the sister of his Yavama. No worse than the sister of his wife. She died. Mace Yavam. What if the Yavam dies and he's the only brother left? So what did he do now? He was Makadish, the sister of the Yavama. And now there's no other brother to remove the Zika. So Allah is Yaitis Ishta Beget, that Ashis Acha Bechalitza. He has to divorce his wife, his biblical wife, but yes, Zika, and Zika bans him from marrying her. He's already married to her, he did Kedushin. We don't let him go any further, because it's Achai Zuku Kasai, and then he gives Chalitza. So Trashi. He divorced his wife biblically. Now, Daf Yudzayin of the Beis, I believe it was, we brought this. We brought this Mishnah. The Gemara said, "Valeima walking kedivrei Yomer, yes Zika." Right. Why does he have to say it himself? Paskin like the Mount Amr that says Yazika, which is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. It's according to the Rabbanan, once you did Kedushin, we don't care the fact that there's Zika. I mean, you were already mevatel the mitzvah. It's your wife. It's only because of Zika. I'm sorry. It's only because of Zika. I'm sorry. This weather is not conducive for anybody that's afraid of COVID. Right. Okay.
Rabbi?
Right. Yes.
Rabbi?
Yes.
When the brother has done Kedushin with his own lady, has he done anything wrong at that point?
With Mavatul Mitzvah? No, really no, because there was another brother around.
Right. So he...
He did something wrong. rabbinically did something wrong. He did something wrong, correct.
But not punishable.
We're not punishing him for it, no. I mean, if they did, we wouldn't say anything, but they didn't.
Okay.
We didn't. But not everybody agrees to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's opinion that Zeke is strong enough that we won't let him consummate his marriage. He's biblically married to this second woman. This Yivama is now his wife's sister.
Right.
She's an erva. But since he wasn't supposed to marry this lady, because he has Zika, we don't let him consummate the marriage at the cost that if he's the only of them, we make him break up the marriage. That's what we're saying. The Rabbanan argue on Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseira, say once you married her, it's over and done with.
Maybe she doesn't even need chalitza.
Right, she shouldn't need chalitza. She's a chayzishtai. The only rabbinic requirement of chalitza. Because of Zika, we make you break up the marriage with the woman and give chalitza to the Yavama, who really is your wife's sister, should not need anything. That's the power of Zika, rabbinically.
This is without mimer or anything, right? It's clean, straight Zika.
Sorry?
Straight Zika. There's no mimer or
anything. No mimer or anything. Sorry. Let me just take care of this school business and then I'll...
I can't tell where there's a call from. From Toronto.
A call from Toronto for you?
Yeah, from Redmond. Who's Hotstead?
Do you ever see Felisa?
Oh, really?
University Heights is going to decide within 10 minutes whether they cancel or not. Achevsky wants to have a message ready to go out. So if they cancel, I make no girls and boys voluntary. Boys mandatory. Yes? He's saying open to, yeah. He told me that he would say open. So I can say, I mean, it's tough out there, but it's up to you. What fine. Okay.
Better or worse?
Okay, fine. I'll do that. Okay.
Better or worse?
Fine. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. One more call. I hope it's finished.
What's Rabbi Quigwald's call? What phone number, Rabbi?
What's Rabbi Quigwald? It just closed. Okay. One more phone call, I'm sorry.
No, no.
Rabbi's
calling
Vidyama.
What's his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't he in the Moetzes? What? I know for sure he was, for sure.
Hi, all girls are closed. Girls, high school girls, elementary, it's all closed. Boys' school is open. Please make a safe decision if you feel you can drive and drive carefully. Meaning, basically, if you stay home and call in, we're not going to have any tightness, but we don't want to close on Xmas. So please, the boys' school will remain open, but please make a safe, your own safe decision, whether you feel, I think it's stupid to say, but I can't see it any other way. You want to call David Asher and word it with him, except in the middle of their shoot, whatever way you want to word it with him. Yeah. That also is his decision. I'm in the middle of their show. If not, I would be on the phone. I just can't do this. Let him decide what he wants to do and the boys.
Many parents are going to want.
So you call him, okay, and let me know afterwards. Bye-bye.
Don't let the kids at home.
The
parents want the school.
Sure they want
to go.
No. Okay. My v'chein. What does v'chein mean? Again, I'm sorry. I apologize. My v'chein. What is v'chein? It says v'chein. I'm a guy who says ishtar, but it's not v'chein. It's not the same halacha. Let me just finish. My v'chein. Avul hamagarish. Don't say v'chein hamagarish. Say avul hamagarish. You're right. Change the gears in the Mishnah. There's no way to preserve the v'chein. It's not v'chein. Amar Reish Lakish Kanshan Rebbe Achais Gerusha Medivri Seifrim Medivri Taira Achais Chalutza Medivri Seifrim. This Mishnah is the source that a Chalutza sister is biblical, is rabbinic, and a Gerusha sister is biblical. Like Shemeres Yavim Shekiddush. So we had him at Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra's opinion. Yehuda ben Becerra's opinion says that Zik is strong enough that even though he did Kedushin, a biblical Kedushin, still the woman is banned, he cannot consummate the marriage, and if he's the only of them, we make him divorce his wife. That's the power of Zika. Amr Shmuel, halacha kedivrei Yehuda ben Becerra. Now halacha is like Yehuda ben Becerra, that we say yes Zika. Rashi, halacha kedivrei Yehuda, yes Zika. V'alima l'misralav, and it's strong enough to answer him. Now, we're going to have a machlokes here. Let's go slowly. Ibailu. They ask the following shayla. Meisa ishtai, mao b'yaventai. Reuven died. He left over his wife. At that moment, Shimon had a mitzvah of yivam. She was totally mutter to Shimon. Shimon went and did kedushin in Rachel's sister. Reuven died, left his wife Rachel. At that moment, there was a mitzvah of Yibum. Shimon died. I'm sorry. Shimon went and did Kedushin and Leah. Leah died. Shimon is no longer married to Leah. The Yavama is his wife's sister, who is mutter to him. She died. His wife died. At this point, there's no Isser in the Yavama. But there was a point in time that the mitzvah of Yibum was gone, biblically. When Reuven died, there was a mitzvah of Yibum. When Shimon made Kedushin and her sister, he took care. No more mitzvah of Yibum. It's his erba. His wife died. Now she became mutter again. It's the Yavama Shehutra, the Nesra, the Chazra Vehutra, but biblically. She was mutter, became mutter, then became mutter again. All biblically. Do we let Yibum or not? Besides the feeling she was mutter. Reuven died. Shimon wasn't married to her sister. She was totally mutter to Shimon. Shimon went ahead, did Kedushin and her sister, and ruined it. Biblically, not rabbinically now. Biblically. Then she went, she died. The sister died. So now she's mutter again. Achais Ishtar is mutter after she dies.
But not Ishtar.
Not Eishesach, but she wasn't Eishesach at the time of death. She became Eishesach. We had it by rabbinic. This is biblical.
Which one comes first? No,
we had a machloikis there. Stuck the Gemara here. Itma. I'm sorry. Ibailu. Meisa ishtamal b'yavemtei. Ravar b'chanina d'amitavayu. Meisa ishtai muta b'yavemtei. His wife dies, his mutter and his yavama. Shmuel v'ravati d'amitavayu, meitze ishtai, atzer b'yavamtai. Rav, Shmuel v'ravati say atzer, Rav and Rav Chanina say mutter. I'm a Rav in my time with a Rav. From the Havi Yavama, Shehutra, V'nesra, V'chazer, V'hutra, Tachzer, L'heteru, Harishan, even biblically. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, ma'al b'yavamtai. I'm sorry?
this lady that her husband passed away, she was potter from everything because Yalvin was married to her sister. Right?
Correct.
Now her sister died. So we're questioning whether or not he could marry his former Yavama, who was really his Yavama.
Who was his Yavama? Originally, when the husband died, she was his Yavama.
He couldn't marry her. You're right.
There was no mitzvah of Yavama, and there was no...
Yes, there was. Reuven died before Shimon married her sister. At that moment, Shimon had a mitzvah of Yibum.
Reuven died before...
Reuven married to Rachel, and Reuven died.
Right.
At that moment, Shimon has a mitzvah of Yibum to Rachel.
Right.
He's allowed to do Yibum. There's no restriction.
Right.
Shimon went and married Leah, her sister. Achaytu Kukasai.
Okay.
And then Leah died.
Right.
Can he go do Yibum to Rachel? Who was Mutter at the time of her husband's death?
Was she Mutter Lashuk?
So she never got Kalitza or Yibum?
Nothing!
Is she Mutter Lashuk?
No, because rabbinically, we didn't let her out without Kalitza.
And he couldn't do Kalitza now that he was married to his...
We made him do a get. He never got get. We never did the get. Right?
He was supposed to be Megarish's wife.
Well, I'm sorry?
He was supposed to be Megarish's wife, and he never did.
He didn't get around to it. Or there was another brother, Levi. So we don't make him be Megarish's wife, but we make him wait.
But
she's not Mutter Lashuk.
I don't mind if she wasn't. Does that make a difference? She would have been married to somebody else in the interim. For whatever reason. She would have been married and then got to...
Interesting child.
Is this lady single forever now?
What?
You're going to keep this lady single forever now?
What do you mean? We give her Chalitza.
The guy died.
We'll take it out.
Then he died.
So then she's Mutter. Rashi. Malbi of Emtai. Mi Amina, keeping the Mesa, Poki Isser Achais Isha Visharya. Since he died, Achais Isha's Mutter. Aduma, Avagab the Poka Isser Achais Isha, Kamalebi Isser Achisach. Because at one point she became his brother's wife without the mitzvah of Yibum. Hayobin Nasser Olam Shraachas Bishar Shraiz Kukali Yabim. She became Asr, she was Mutter for Yibum, then became Asr. She becomes like an ancient sach that has children. She's also forever.
Is her
Mutter
Lashuk also
Mutter
Lashuk?
This is Duraisa. This is marriage. This is not Rabbanan at all. There's no Rabbanan here. She was a Mutter. She became also Duraisa. And now she became Mutter again.
Because of a lav. He did a lav?
No, he didn't do a lav. He did an Issa Drabbanan.
That created a Doraisa.
It created a Doraisa, sure. My time at the Rav, the Shariha, and Nestor Alu Shariha, she was Usher. She Hutra Bishasni Fulasa. Nestor Kishikin is now Chaisa. So she was Hutra, but Nestor, because of a Hutra. She's Tazir Latera Rishon. Masiv Rav Nuna. So Rav Nuna asked the following question. Gimu Achim, Beis Nesuim, Beis Achis. This is the Mishnah earlier. Three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, the Yechud Mufna. One of them is single, okay? We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi is not married, we don't care, but he's not married to any sister, no relative. May second the Bali Achyot, Reuven died, the Asaba Mufna Mimer, and Levi went and did a Mimer, which is rabbinic. The Achikach Meis Achavasheni, then Shimon died. The Achikach Meis Ishta Achrav, then Shimon's wife dies. Shimon's wife dies, again.
One that was not Mimer.
Well, not Mimer. Try it again. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies. Levi makes a Mimer and Rachel. Shimon dies. Then Leah dies. Now, when Leah was, when Shimon died.
Leah was the mimer?
What?
Leah was the mimer?
No.
No. Again, Reuben died, left over his wife Rachel.
Yeah.
Levi made a mimer and Rachel.
Yeah.
Shimon died, left over his sister named Leah.
Right.
At that moment, Levi can't do Yibam. He has two sisters.
Mimer, no mimer.
He did a mimer. This is the case. Why we need mimers in Gemara earlier? Let's leave mimer alone for a second. The bottom line is, at the time Shimon died, there were two sisters waiting for Yibam. So he can't do Yibam to everybody, anybody. Right? Can't do Yibam to everybody. To anybody. Then, Leah died. So now, Rachel should be Mutter again. Her sister's not alive. But she was Otzer for an interim. Zakti Mishnah. Ishta Oisi of Amacha Letzeth, V'lai Mishnah
Vemet. Who was Otzer for an interim?
Rachel.
Why?
Achaitze Kukatai.
Okay, but they're
drabana. It's a drabana, but it's still Achaitze Kukatai. Right? So the Mishnah says, I see a lama, chaylatzes v'loy mitzyavemes. That's a Mishnah. Now, she was mutter, became mutter, and became mutter again.
You have to give her a get, though.
Let me just get Gemara straight.
Okay.
She was mutter, became mutter, and then became mutter again. And the Mishnah says she's not mutter for Yibam. That's by Drabanan, for sure by Doraisa. So how could Rav say not that way? When the Mishnah, even by Drabbanan, doesn't allow it. For sure by Deraisa. The Mishnah says by Drabbanan, she only became also rabbinically. Still, the Mishnah doesn't allow Yibam. So when it's biblical, we should allow Yibam? That might. To have a key of Amish Hutra ben Ezra, the concept of Hutra, Tavsa Kateri Rishim. Eshtek. So this was, who's Kasha? Rabbi Nuna asked this question. Who kept quiet? I think Rav. Rav kept quiet. Rav kept quiet. Rav is the one that said that she's mutter again. Rav or Rabbi Chanina. Right? Unless Rabbi Nuna is asking Rava, who does he say? Who did he ask? Did the article say who?
Need
two. Oh. I'm sorry. Who did Rabbi Nuna ask to and who was quiet?
Rav,
that's what I thought. Okay. Rav kept quiet. Don't trash him. Rav kach makes ochav abeis. Right. V'nav v'achaisa v'asrasa l'rishay na'alof v'shmachay skuka. V'yavag abdobe b'maimer. Maimer makes no difference. G'mina b'perk abba'achim b'sil maimer. Ayla al-ishtab ayla al-ishtab. He loses the one who made maimer. He loses everybody. V'yachi kach meisa ishtah shosheni. So the halacha is she remains usher. And the question is, why does she remain usher? Zakti Gemara Ishtik, he kept quiet. Basar Dinafik, after Rav Nuna left, Amar Rav said, Amai loy amrit le Rav Elazar hi. Why didn't I tell him that that Mishnah goes like a Elazar? That says, the Amar Rav Elazar, I'm sorry, the Amar Kivin Sha'amdalim Sha'achaz Vesar Nesra'al Avalamas. Rabbi Elazar says a chiddush. I'll give you Rabbi Elazar's case in a minute. But Rabbi Elazar says a chiddush that once usher, always usher.
At any point?
Therefore, Rabbi Elazar would say once she became usher, she never becomes mutter again. But not everybody agrees to Rabbi Elazar. Now, Rabbi Elazar says it in a neuritic chiddush. The Blatter says, Reuven marries Rachel. He divorces Rachel. He remarries Rachel. And he dies without children. Dr. Blatter, since when Reuven divorced Rachel, Shimon could not marry her. She can never be mutter to Yibam. Because at one point she was his brother's wife who was not mutter. Again, Reuven married Rachel. Reuven divorced Rachel. He remarried Rachel. Then he died. Rabbi Blazer says she was asked for a moment, never become mutter. So Rabbi Blazer would say once a woman is asked, she never becomes a mutter. Rashi? Rabbi Blazer?
Once her brother married her.
No, that's ancient. That's not. She had a heter ribum, right? Zuktrashi. Blazi bepeg beshamai. Hamigaris is ista bezira. Muteris liyavim. Blazi I still have amdal sharach as b'isim gushesach. Okay, we'll stop over here. I know it's a little bit early. We'll stop over here. We'll continue it someday. 6:30. Everybody.